Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about your life and we talk about your money. We're talking all about what the Bible says about money and about something bigger than that, stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. As we start today, I want you to do Christmas right and engage in the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway at stewardship.com. Don't pass up a chance to win cash. That's right. Cold, hard cash, life-changing books, and our most popular classes, and much, much more. Also, today is the last day where we are offering standard shipping in time for Christmas. Okay, so make sure you check out stewardship.com, and we want to hear from you, of course, so give us a call at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Got a phone call here from Virginia. This is Sarah calling in. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How can I serve you?
We have lit a fire and are, you know, in baby step two and trying to be gazelle intense towards our debt snowball, coupled with the fact that I am going back to full-time work after the holidays. I'm currently in a leadership position in a local volunteer organization that's kind of time intensive. The organization had a need, and they kind of reached out to me to see if I would consider doing it. And at the time, I had just had my first child, and so I was moving to part-time at my job. And so I said, oh, you know, I'll have more time. I won't be working as much. Okay, I'll do it. But now that, you know, I just feel like my time is so valuable, and I could just be cashing in on it so much more.
Yeah, I'm an advocate of getting in a position for ministry as fast as possible. So I think you actually do more benefit to the kingdom long term. Is this a church? Is this?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not the church.
Okay.
And I do, myself and my husband, we do serve in other ways.
Yeah.
In other ways that I'm a little more passionate about now.
Well, here's the deal. This is not necessarily a time issue. It's more of a value issue. I think you got to ask yourself, what do you value? And are you headed that direction? And so let's just assume that this nonprofit volunteering situation is not what you value. Because based on what you've told me, I would recommend you stepping down. But it's how you step down is really important. One, I would over-communicate. Mm-hmm. I would be proactive communication, all of your wrestle, the whole thing. Be vulnerable, be open, be honest about the entire thing. I do think you have an out because the role changed. It's not what you initially signed up for. So I think you don't say that, like you don't throw that at them, but I just think it's an element of your story, an element of your decision. I think number two is you find a replacement or find some kind of solution or a system or a person that can take on some of your responsibilities. And then I think you give them some time would be the third thing. Give them some like 30 days or, hey, in the next 45 days, here's the reason why. Because I want to get in a better position so that I can actually serve more often. And I can serve at a higher capacity, and I can serve with my entire being here instead of being so distracted by my financial position. So that would be my wrestle, and I'd want your second job to be getting you in that position as fast as possible. And that second job, whatever it might be, I'd love it to be aligned with your values instead of something random. We talk a lot around here about getting a pizza job or something like that. It's just an analogy. Sometimes getting an extra job, a pizza job, is fine. Ideally, the second job would be aligned with your values and be helping you towards your long-term goals. And if it happens to be to own a pizza company or to manage a pizza company, that's fine. But we want to make sure it's aligned with where you're headed. But I have no problems with you stepping down from here. And your ultimate call, is to, doing good in this world and bring honor and glory to God's name. Your ultimate call is not to this position. So you just got to be able to separate those two things. You're fully committed to Christ, not fully committed to this position. However, there are some ethics involved where you need to make sure you communicate, try to find a replacement, and give them some time to make the adjustment. But you don't have like this eternal biblical commitment to that position. So that's a social pressure that you're putting on yourself. I would also
that's really helpful.
Yeah, and Sarah, I want to point you towards one of our previous episodes that'll really help you with this. I did an episode recently, I think it was like last month, and it was with Christy Wright, who is one of our Ramsey personalities who specializes in aligning your time with your values. And it's episode 111. So if you go to stewardship.com and look up episode 111 or go to iTunes on the podcast, that episode is really going to help you with this decision and how you do it. So it's about you know, probably about 20 minutes of content that'll really help you in this area. So, and anyone else who's struggling with this, because I'm sure other people are struggling with the exact same thing, check out that episode 111.
No, that's really helpful. Thank you so much. I had been looking at this as kind of a black and white issue, but you gave me some ways to make it a little bit more nuanced and to give the organization some context. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Appreciate the call.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, next on the line, we have Alfonso calling in from Colorado Springs. Alfonso, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How can I help you today?
I want to know how to try to pay off my mortgage as fast as I can, you know, and that, you know, my mortgage is $1,400 a month, and do I put, like, can I put the $700 towards principal and the other $700 towards the actual mortgage, or how does that all work?
So your actual payment that they're sending you that you have to pay is $1,400?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alfonso, do you have any other debt?
Like $1,800, then that's it.
Okay. And what about savings and investing? Do you have any investments or any savings?
I have 401. I've got like $97,000 in there.
Okay. And are you contributing to that still?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And how much do you have saved up?
I don't have anything saved up right now.
Okay. Okay. And what's your income?
I make $25 an hour, so, you know.
Okay. So what is that? What is your average paycheck?
About $700 a week.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, tell me about your house. Do you love it?
So-and-so.
All right. Well, let me do this for you, Alfonso. Let's back up a little bit. And let me kind of explain some things to you from conceptually. Are you familiar with Financial Peace University?
I'm not. I've heard of it, though, and yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to be very familiar with it now because I'm going to mail it to you. I'm going to send it to you for free. You cool with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Financial Peace University will walk you through the baby steps, these 7 steps that you take to build wealth in your life, to be financially successful, and they're all based on the Bible. And first and foremost, you got to save $1,000. This goes back to your original question on paying off the mortgage faster, because the quick answer is you're not ready to do that yet. Okay, so first you're in a good financial position. You just kind of did some things a little bit out of order, which is completely fine. But I want to get you back in order. First of all, you want to have $1,000 in the bank, first and foremost.
Okay.
Second thing you want to do is you want to pay off that $1,800. Get that out of your life. Then you want to build up 3 months of expenses. Okay, so I don't know what your expenses are. Maybe they're about $2,000 a month. So you want to build up about $6,000, anywhere to $12,000 is fine. That's your baby step 3.
Okay.
Then you're going to keep contributing this 15% towards your 401k, 15% of your household income. And then you want to start saving up funding for college. Do you have any kids?
2, 7, and 6.
Okay. Then you want to look into what's called a 529 plan or an ESA and start putting away money for their college so that doesn't surprise you later. Then that's baby step 5. Then baby step 6, then you start paying off your mortgage faster. So you're doing a little bit out of order. So if let's just say that you were there, okay? So let's say, because you're going to be there quickly because you're in such a good financial position. You're going to save that money fast. You're going to pay off that debt fast. You're doing well. When you get there, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you get a 15-year fixed mortgage. When you do that, what happens is you have an accountability to make a higher payment. Instead of doing a 30-year obligation, you're going to have a 15-year, which is going to create more intensity to pay it off faster. And then on top of that, if you want to go even faster, and this is for not just for you, but for our listeners, then you can pay an extra payment every year, or you can pay biweekly. And just make sure that on your check and in all your documentation, it's very clear that you want it to go towards principal. You want to pay down that principal as fast as possible. But that's really it. That's what you want to do. You're just doing a little bit out of order. You want to get
out of order.
Yeah, you just want to make sure you save because, you know, life's going to throw you some huge curveballs. and you want to make sure that you got some money saved so that you don't go further into debt.
Yeah.
Because $1,800 in debt's not a big deal, but if you had a major thing happen to you in the near future, you wouldn't have any savings. So what would you have to do? You'd have to put it on debt.
Yeah.
So get some savings, and don't be frustrated that doesn't accumulate a whole lot of interest, because it's going to be sitting in the bank, but it's not really an investment. It's insurance. So that's the steps. And so what we're going to do is we're going to I'm going to hang up real quick, and Amanda's going to pick up the line, and she's going to get your address, and we're going to mail this to you. But I want you to be patient in this whole scenario, okay? Don't underestimate the process. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:32, better a patient person than a warrior. Check this part. One with self-control than one who takes a city. So it's really about the self-control that you are exemplifying throughout the entire process, not really about the whole promise at the end. It's about how you live during the journey. So I want to encourage you in that, to be patient through the journey. Okay, Alfonso?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right, folks. Well, can you believe, I just did the math. I haven't done this yet, but 7 days away? Christmas is a week away? Well, as part of the Ramsey Solutions family, we have been celebrating Christmas with this Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway that you've heard a lot about if you are a frequent listener. You go to stewardship.com, click on the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway banner, and enter to win. And the giveaway closes on Monday. So don't wait to be entered to win. Valuable prizes, life-changing books, our most popular classes, and much more. So enter once every day at stewardship.com to win, and we want you to do Christmas right this year. Again, head over to stewardship.com daily and sign up for the $100,000 giveaway in cash and prizes.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
And next up on the line, we have Cherry calling in from Missouri. Cherry, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I am better every day. How can I serve you?
Yes, I was calling about a retirement fund that my mother left my minor daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away unexpectedly, and I did not realize. I guess I just forgot she had said something about it at one point and just didn't expect it. It was also co-beneficiaried by my oldest that is an adult. It was $20,000 roughly, you know, taxes being taken and filing taxes now on it and kind of at a final line with the money. And I just need to know, as a minor child, I don't feel comfortable just handing her at 18 almost $20,000 without having some type of incentive to go to school. And I'm just wondering what legal obligation I have or can, what can I do? Can I put it in a trust? Can I... Do I just have to put it in an account where she's beneficiary of it?
Yeah, what's making you nuts? Obviously, your concern is that this is a blessing and not a curse. But what is it that's specifically making you concerned? Is it something about her character or her behavior or her maturity?
Yes. Since the oldest daughter knew about it, she got very angry that none of it was hers. Mm-hmm. So she let the minor daughter know about it, and now she's moved on to her father's and won't talk to me because I owe her this money.
Okay. What do you think that your mother would want you to do?
Well, I mean, I don't believe she intended the money to come to me, but since it's been put in her name, it is obviously hers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was put in the minor daughters, not the adult daughters. She wanted me to, you know, make sure my younger two were taken care of. She never mentioned my son, and it is at all. He's only 10.
Yeah.
I really would not like to just hand her money. I'm afraid of what she might do at this point with it.
You know,
just being a child and spend. I would like to have something for her future. I know that's what grandma intended, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've got two major concerns. One is the relational concern, making sure that you're doing what your mom wanted. And so it sounds like you're pretty sure that you're doing that right. From a legal perspective, I guess it just depends on how everything's worded and how everything's documented on what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. You said that she was 18?
She's not. She's 15 right now.
Oh, 15 now. Okay. And so is there any stipulations on there that she can't, she's supposed to get the money before 18 or immediately or after 18?
It was just a retirement fund of hers, so I just simply signed the paperwork. As long as she had a savings account to put it in, I had to sign since I'm legal guardian of her, you know, and that idea, and over the age of 18.
Yeah.
She couldn't have it until she was 18 anyway.
What is she saying she wants to do with it?
I don't know. She won't talk to me about it. She just knows she's owed this amount of money, and
yeah,
she wants to make college plans, and I'm like, well, it's not really enough to go to a private school,
uh-huh,
even for once, you know, 1 year. So,
yeah, why does she want to go to a private school?
She wants to go to California. She, you know, as a kid, and thinks she's going to move to California and become a culinary artist. And I said, there's culinary school right here in Missouri that would cost less. And
yeah, which is the reason why you've still got the money, because of decisions like that,
right?
Yeah,
so I didn't know if there was anything I could do to just give her a certain portion at 18 or make it to where she has to go to school to acquire the money. I don't know. I want to do the best thing without just throwing it out the window.
Well, the thing is if you have legal means to have it now, you have legal means to hold it for up until she's, you have legal means to hold it for a while. So I don't think there's any pressure for you to do something right now. What I would do if this is my scenario, and I don't know all the relational components to the trust that's being, you know, there's obviously some tension and trust issues in the house right now. But if this were me, I would create some kind of a matching situation where, because I would be scared to death of this to become a curse and there'd be entitlement that would set in when you get $20,000 in cash at 15.
Right.
So I would have some kind of matching situation where if you get your tail to work, I'm going to, you know, through me, but really your grandma's going to match everything you do, and create some kind of matching incentive thing where if you work, then you get some of this cash also to spend now. But if you're really just set on long-term investing, you can do, if you know she's going off to college, you feel pretty comfortable about that. There's obviously the 529 plan is what I would recommend. If you think that you don't want her to touch it for more than 5 years, that would be growth stock mutual funds. You can go into, you know, any of those. If it's less than 5 years, it's probably not worth all the fees and stuff. But growth stock mutual funds are great. Also, there's an UTMA, which is a Uniform Transfer to Minor Act that you can engage in. But really, you know, your situation is, you know, kind of complex, and you're really going to need to talk to an investment professional if you go down that route.
Okay.
And of course, we have those available in every state. In Missouri, we have several, but endorsed local providers. They're people that we've filtered and folks that we trust. And you can find out more about them on stewardship.com and just click ELP. But that's from the investing standpoint. I'm with you. I don't feel comfortable, especially with the little bit of insight you gave me into her decision-making process. She should not go out of state for college.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for all of our listeners. You should not go out of state for college if you can't pay for it in cash. Stay in state and go to a community college your first 2 years. You're talking about the difference between $9,000 a year and the average of $20,000 a year. That's just silly for the same degree, just because you went over the state line. So don't do that.
Right.
But anyway, that's what I would do. I think you're doing the right thing, holding it back until you feel comfortable doing something. But I do think this, I don't want to speak for your mom, but I bet she would want you to change the trajectory of the entire family tree when it comes to financial legacy. And that's only going to happen through compound interest and through long-term investing. So I don't know if it's the whole 20,000 or if it's just 10, but if you talk about, you know, that amount of money, $10,000 from 15 to 65, you're talking about millions of dollars. I would invest some of it long-term.
Okay.
But whenever all that's settled, you want to look towards at least doing some of this in long-term financial investments. And then when you're going to give her anything, it needs to be combined with her working, so you don't create a spirit of entitlement on accident.
I agree.
So
right, exactly. I feel she should work for part of her car, and that idea, somebody had said, well, aren't you going to buy her car? Well, no, I was never given a car.
Yeah.
I worked for it and I appreciated it so much more.
Right, right. So, and it's obvious that entitlement's already set in because she's already thrown a fit because you're not giving her the money. So she's just being it's nothing against her character. She's just being a child.
Right.
And she is a child.
Right.
And so the best way that you can love her and parent her in this situation is to stand firm and know that, don't feel guilty, but know that you're loving her in this way.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Cherry?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Cherry.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Do you want me to pray for you?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I know this is tough. God, I come to you on behalf of Cherry right now. I pray, God, that you would just give her courage during this time. There's obviously tension in this home. I pray, God, that you'd be all over it. I pray that you give her the words to say, the heart, the tone of voice when she goes to communicate these things. But God, I pray that you would plant in her spirit a resolve that she is loving her daughter in the best possible way, in a biblical way. And it's the best thing for us sometimes not to get what we want. We know that as adults. And I pray, God, that you give her the courage to walk in that in confidence. And I pray, God, that she'd feel your presence right beside her right now. And God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Cherry, we're cheering you on. And I've said this from time to time, but keep us updated because I'd love to know how this turns out.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Cherry.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, you can, it's hard to move on in the show after that. I mean, that really touched me in a powerful way. I know that wrestle. I really do. And I feel for Cherry. She's right there. And it's obviously creating tension in the home. And, you know, that money is supposed to be a blessing, not a curse. And it's what money does sometimes. It's when we realize that when we think that we are the owners of the money, and we don't realize that God is the owner. And that's why this show is so important, that foundationally, no matter how old you are, 15 or 30 or 40 or 60, that we understand that we're not entitled to any of this. It's all a gift, and we're to manage it His way and for His glory. All right. Well, you can call in at 866-357-3283, or you can email in like Logan did at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. This email says, I think I have a fairly simple question. I'm just looking for some wisdom. I'm 19 and on baby step 4, currently putting 15% of my retirement in my Roth IRA. I just want to stop right there. Folks, this is a 19-year-old in baby step 4, putting away 15% towards retirement. Folks, this is a future millionaire. Very cool. It says, I'm working full-time plus 15 hours overtime during the holidays to stockpile cash before tuition is due, but I still won't have enough. Tuition is $3,000 every 6 months. I have $2,000 in cash and $3,000 in my full emergency fund. Should I stop investing while I attend college, or would it be okay to dip into my emergency fund to pay tuition while I slowly build it back up over the next few months? Great question, and definitely a wrestle. I don't think either one of them's horrible. You're doing so many things right. I don't know if anything's horrible, but what I would do is I would hold off on the investing. I would hold off on baby step 4 until you can get there. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because you're already working overtime. You're already working above and beyond to make this happen. And so this is the season that you're in and this major expense, and you're so far ahead of the game and you're only 19, that I would get this college behind you and these major expenses, because those expenses are dramatically higher than your income can normally pay for. And you're doing this yourself, which is so impressive. So in that unique situation where your expenses are so much higher than your income because of your age, I think you just need to hold off on baby step 4 until you either get out of school or get a higher paying job. But I wouldn't dip into the full emergency fund, because I really believe that the research shows that something's going to pop up in your life in the very near future. And if you don't have that, then you're going to go into debt, which it doesn't look like you've ever experienced, and I don't want that for you. So that is the better of the two options. Of course, the best option is go out and work more, but you're already doing that, which is so stinking awesome. Way to go, Logan. We're cheering you on, buddy. All right, folks. Well, today is the last day to get regular shipping in time for Christmas, so don't forget the life-changing gifts at stewardship.com. And of course, this is the last weekend for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway at stewardship.com. That is obviously being brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. So take time today, maybe even now, and enter. And one more thing. Folks, have a great weekend. God bless you.